give it up bigly for your president, Donald J. Trump.
Where do I start? First of all, I gotta say, I love this crowd. There's so many people in this crowd. Fake news would not tell you that there are so many people in this crowd. It's been nothing but success for me. As you know, I got us out of that nasty Paris Climate Accord. You're welcome. So the next time you're not eaten by a polar bear because they don't exist anymore, you can thank me. Also, if you've been watching the latest episodes of The Presidency, I had to fire James Comey. James Comey's a grandstander. He's a show-off, not an honest person. I had to fire James Comey. And all those hearings, he was talking about how he was uncomfortable being left alone in a room with me. This wasn't surprising. I've heard this many times before. Mostly from beauty pageant contestants. I suppose I have to acknowledge the allegations about Russia. I don't know anything about Russia. I didn't even know what Russia was. These are wrong allegations. It's sad, okay? I don't have any intelligence. On Russia. And if I know anything as the star of a former, you know, super awesome, mega successful reality TV show, it's that Americans don't care about intelligence. One of my top priorities has been fixing healthcare. Obamacare, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. It's exploding. Well, it's imploding. It's exploding and it's imploding at the same time. It's so bad. We tried to replace it. Our first attempt didn't work out so well. Our do-nothing Congress, mostly the Democrats. It reminds me of an old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't drown it if it doesn't vote for your bill. That's totally a saying. Many people say that saying all the time. But we're going to try again very soon. I haven't read the new bill, but it's terrific. It's terrific. It's fantastic. It's mean, but it's terrific. It's really, truly exceptional. Now, ladies and gentlemen, people think that I need to act more, what's the word, presidential. So right here on this Capitol Steps radio show, I have channeled the ghost of a very famous president. Now, believe me, nobody channels ghosts better than I do, especially ghost presidents.
Is that you, Donald Trump?
President Reagan, if you come back to congratulate me on being so fantastic, being such an incredible president.
No, you knucklehead. It's me, Dick Nixon.
Oh. Are you sure Reagan's not back there somewhere? No offense, President Nixon, but people who are making the comparisons between me and you are wrong. They're wrong. I am not a crook.
Are you kidding? You and I have quite a bit in common. For example, I had problems with Kissinger. You've had problems.
With grabbing her. When you're a star, they let you do it.
And I was worried about carpet bombing.
And I was worried about carpet burns. But look, I still don't get it. Okay, we're totally different. Didn't you get in trouble for using Agent Orange?
Donald, I just assume that's what you use on your face. My bad.
Look, Dick, now that I've got you, I do need to ask you. You were very famous for recording your conversations. It's very smart. It's very fantastic. Now, why did you erase those 18 minutes?
Hey, you fired James Comey. You may remember, I fired Archibald Cox. And this is a little-known fact, but when I realized I'd better erase those minutes when Archibald said, "Lordy, I hope there are tapes." I really meant to erase all of the tapes, but back then it took longer. The eraser kept breaking off the end of my pencil.
Okay, well, look, I don't see this happening because I am so popular and I won the Electoral College by a million, billion, trillion votes. So tell me, what's it like to be impeached?
Well, I never got impeached. As you know, I resigned. But it wasn't so bad. I had lots of time to walk on the beach in a suit. Think about it, Donald. You could golf all the time. Good luck.